It's time now for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, let's head courtside for today's play-by-play coverage.
And a good Wednesday evening, everyone. Wade Gerstner with you from White Auditorium on the campus of Emporia State University. It is the final game of our triple header today on 96.9 The Pulse. Earlier today, the St. Mary's boys punched their ticket to the 2A state semifinals, beating TMP 60-44. And unfortunately, Roscoe boys, their season comes to an end as they fall to Breen Academy 55-38. Tonight, our feature, it is the Silver Lake Lady Eagles, 25-1, the number one team in the state, where the rankings number two seed in the state tournament, taking on the Heston Swathers, a team that they beat by 18 earlier in the year and have beaten at the state tournament the last two seasons. We'll tell you about both these teams when we return after this 2.5 minute timeout on the Silver Lake Channel on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class... This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerstner back with you, along with student engineer Megan Sturton and also Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz on the Silver Lake Channel. Let's introduce you to starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Mammoth Sports Construction. Silver Lake Lady Eagles, led by head coach Kyle Porter in his sixth year from Silver, his record at Silver Lake, 135-19, assisted by Mark Johnson, Johnny Roberts. Lady Eagles, 25-1, went undefeated in league play, won 12 in a row, coming off a win at the sub-state final of Riley County, 56-41, jumped out to a 19-0 lead, and held Riley County to no points the first 10 minutes and 14 seconds of that game. Kayla Haney led the way at 19.7 7 from the line. She'll start as a point guard, 5'7" senior, averaging 18.7 rebounds, 7.5 assists, and 3.5 steals. Paige Hyman, a 5'10" senior forward, averaging 5.5 points, 4 rebounds. Kylie Haney, a 5'4" junior guard, averaging 2 points, 2.5 rebounds. Kara Stider, 5'6" sophomore guard, averaging 17 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2.5 steals. And Savannah Windy, a 5'5" junior guard, who's at 63s on the year, averaging 11 points, 3 rebounds per game. So it's Windy, Dider, Kylie and Kaylin Haney, Paige Hyman, a starting five for Silver Lake. For Heston, they're 17-9 on the year, 5-3 in the CKL, third straight state appearance. It is Jaden Williams at guard, 5'6" junior, averaging 7.4 rebounds. Ashley Lehman, a 5'5" senior guard, averaging 2.2 rebounds. Tali Yoder, a 5'3" senior point guard, averaging 10.3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. J.C. Proctor, a 6'1 sophomore forward, averaging 12.4 rebounds, leads the team in offense. And Rianne Grillo is a 5'10 senior forward, averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds. Heston, led by head coach Matt Richardson, his 18th year. It is Heston Silver Lake for the second time this season. They met back in December. Silver Lake won 56-38 at the Rock Creek Tournament. It was 34-19. Silver Lake led at halftime. Kayla Haley led the way with 26 points. Silver Lake forced Heston to 24 turnovers. Heston shot just 30% from the floor, but that was then. This is now. This is for all the marbles. As once again, it is Jaden Williams, Ashton Lehman, Callie Loader, J.C. Proctor, Rian Grillo, the starting five for Heston. We'll take a 2.5-minute timeout. When we come back, we will give you the opening tip and tell you more about Heston and Silver Lake. Our nightcap tonight on 96.9 The Pulse.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Edway Gerstner, Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz back with you here at White Auditorium, site of this Girls Class 3A quarterfinal. It is the third straight year Silver Lake and Heston are meeting in the Girls State Tournament. 2 years ago, Silver Lake beat Heston in a championship game 66-61. Silver Lake completing undefeated season under head coach Kyle Porter. Last year, and we're going to pause for our national anthem. Be back here in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction.
Meet Jennifer Kermis, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermis, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And you're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershner with you here tonight from White Auditorium on the campus of Emporia State University, getting set for this girls' 3A state quarterfinal. Halstead, the number one seed in a close game that I didn't expect to be close. They beat Marysville 38-31. Osage City and Girard, that's a 4-5 matchup after this game tonight here in Emporia. The winner of that game will get Halstead in the girls' semifinals Friday at the Sports Arena Hutchinson at 1:30. Silver Lake girls and Heston here in this quarterfinal. The winner of this game will play the winner of Holcomb and Ellsworth. They're playing out in Dodge City as we speak. Holcomb the 3-seed, Ellsworth the 6-seed. So Silver Lake beats Heston tonight. Silver Lake would play in the girls' semifinal Friday at 3:30 at the Sports Arena Hutchinson against either Holcomb or Ellsworth. Silver Lake loses, their season is over. Class 3A boys, Wichita Collegiate outscoring Wellsville 106-60 yesterday. They will take on Silver Lake. Silver Lake boys, a grinder. They won over Holcomb in the quarters in Salina yesterday afternoon, 47-37. So Silver Lake Collegiate, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at the Hutchinson Sports Arena for the boys' 3A state semifinal. The other semifinal, Heston, defending state champ at 25-2, blew out Scott City 60-25. They'll take on Burlington, who got by Heritage Christian 59-44. So the 3A boys semifinals are set. Collegiate Silver Lake at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and Heston Burlington at 8 o'clock from Hutchinson. 2A boys, I can tell you, Rossville knocked off today as they lost to Berean Academy 55-38. St. Mary's boys won over TMP 60-44. They'll take on either Sterling or Douglas in the semis here in Emporia at 5:30 Friday in the semifinals. 2A girls, Rossville girls, end season ended yesterday losing Elwood 55-48. Valley Heights losing at Mound Ridge yesterday 63-48. So no area teams left in Class 2A girls. It'll be Elmwood Eureka in one semifinal in Emporia at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And the other girls 2A state semifinal, Mound Ridge versus Sacred Heart at 4 o'clock here in Emporia. So those are some of the updates for 3A and 2A that you might be interested in. Here it is the third straight year that Heston and Silver Lake have met at the state tournament. 2 years ago in Hutchinson in the championship game, Silver Lake won over Heston 66-61, completing a perfect 26-0 season. Last year, Silver Lake was down by 11 in the second half, and they outscored Heston 25-10 in the fourth quarter after being down by 8 to start the fourth quarter. Quite the rally. Silver Lake beat Heston in the semis 65-58, but then lost to Halstead in the championship game. And the last seven times Silver Lake and Heston met on the volleyball court at state, Silver Lake's won the last seven meetings, including this year in pool play out at Hutchinson. And now Silver Lake trying to beat Heston for the third straight year in the state tournament in girls basketball. But it won't be easy. Heston, a team very improved from a year ago, lost 80% of their offense and rebounding from a team that was very successful last year in losing to Silver Lake in the state semifinals. They went 25-1. Their only loss all year long was to Silver Lake. They're unselfish, and they've only allowed 52 points the last two games. Substate semis beat Cheney 35-21. Avenged a loss early in the year to Southeast Saline in the substate finals 48-31 on Saturday. Cal Yoder led the way with 19 points and 3 three-pointers. Heston 17-9, but 6 of their losses by 5 points or less. They lost to Wamego by 3, Hillsborough by 5, Riley County by 2, Mound Ridge by 7. Lost to them twice. Lost to Halstead by 2, is number one team in the state. Lost to Larned by 3. So their record could be much better than the score indicates. So here we go. It is Paige Hyman to jump for Silver Lake. We are underway. The tip is controlled by Heston. And then the pass knocked away. Stolen by Kayla Haney, who throws it off of Callie Yoder. And Silver Lake with the basketball. In the white uniforms with the maroon numerals and lettering outlined in the gold with the maroon and gold trim. And Heston in their road black is the lower seed. They are the 7th seed in the white numerals and lettering outlined in the red with the bottom of the shorts red, top of the shorts black. Here's Daly Whitehead, who's getting the start tonight instead of Kylie Haney. Kylie's been starting last 6 or 7 games. Good pass to Whitehead, cutting the bucket baseline, and Jaylee scores. Well, she had a leg injury, missed 5 games. She's been working her way back, and she scores the first points of the state tournament for Silver Lake. Amanda Windy guarding out there against Yoder. And a turnover. Kayla Haney has it. Silver Lake excels with transition. They're moving to my left. Here's Windy. Steps in. Puts it up. Banker no. Ball tipped out. And Heston comes away with it. So Heston, 2 possessions, 2 turnovers. Quickly down the floor, it is Ashley Lehman. Lehman bobbles the ball for a moment. Underhands it to Callie Yoder. 2-0 Silver Lake. 7:03 to go first quarter. Got a unique setup we have here at Emporia State University for the video stream. Inside, posting up. Nothing doing there for Grillo, and she throws it away. So that is 3 possessions, 3 turnovers for Heston. They had 24 turnovers in the first meeting this year at the Rock Creek Tournament. Silver Lake won that game 56-38. They never trailed Aston starts three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. They won state championships back-to-back years in 14 and 15. Pass to the cutting Dider, turns. Banker is off. Good feed by Kaylin Haney, but Kara's just a little bit too much momentum. She hustles back down the floor, deny the pass inside to Grillo, and now Heston throws the ball away into the backcourt, over and back. That is four possessions, four turnovers to Heston, but the good thing for Heston is they do not, they are not down by very many, just 2-0. Could easily be 6-0 Silver Lake. They've had some high percentage shots. Kara's Dider gives it to Savannah Wendy. Wendy's pass is deflected out of bounds in the front row towards Silver Lake fans here at Emporia State University. The winner of this game will move on to the state semis against either Holcomb or Ellsworth Friday at 3:30 in the Sports Arena Hutchinson. The boys will play tomorrow at 6 against Collegiate. Kayla Haney splits her two defenders and lays it in. Kayla Haney with her first two. Heston had no answer for Haney last year. Kayla had a career-high 28 at the time in the state semis. She had 26 to lead the way against Heston. The first meeting this year at Silver Lake won by 18 at Rock Creek. And now the ball poked away by Dider. And Jaylee Whitehead comes away with a loose ball. Five possessions, five turnovers, no shots on goal for Heston. Kalahaney spins in the lane, kick out, three-pointer. Karis Dider rims off. And the ball loose. Heston trying to get to it, and they do save it on the baseline. Well, there's the three-point line for high school. There's the college three-point line, and Dider shot it from the college three-point line. I see this every single year when you play on a college court. Girls and boys shoot from the furthest line. Got to remember, you could shoot from the high school line. And here's Kayla Haney with the steal, going all the way to our left, measures it up, was bumped, no call. Dider gets it, tries to save it, and does, and then steps on the end line. Kayla was trying to draw some contact. I think she'd have been better off just trying to go up strong and score and don't worry about the contact. Almost she slowed down as if she wanted to create some contact. 30-second timeout. We'll take it as well. Back in 30, timeout Heston here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Silver Lake in their 18th state tournament. They won 7 state championships, 9 state title appearances. Heston, 2 state championships, 3 state runner-ups. They've made a state title game 5 times. It's their 15th state tournament appearance. Here's a lob underneath, and the pass is too tall and over the head and off the fingers of Tessa Martin. 6 possessions, 6 turnovers for Heston. You couldn't drop a worse way to start offensively. However, Heston has to feel extremely fortunate. They're only down 4-0. They could easily be down 10-0. Here's Kayla Haney, brings it up the floor. A little crossover, cut off there by the defender. Out to Jaylee Whitehead, a 3 by Jaylee. This one's short. Ball tipped out. It's loose, and coming away with it is Callie Yoder for Heston. Yoder quickly ahead with the chest pass, zips it forward, and then this pass knocked away, almost stolen by Silver Lake yet again. Yoder to the foul line, and a whistle and a jump ball. The Eagles tie up Heston. And Heston, 3 minutes and 9 seconds in this game, have not attempted a single shot. That one, in essence, is like a turnover, a jump ball, and the arrow goes to Silver Lake. So 6 turnovers for Heston, and then a jump ball. Kayla Haney to Karis Dider. At midcourt, Savannah Wendy with the pink shoes. Flips it to Kayla Haney with the ponytail. Now Dider fakes the handoff, flips it back out to Wendy. 4-0 Silver Lake, 4:33 to go first quarter. Wendy to Kayla Haney. Crossover into the paint. Kaylin stops, pops, shoots, scores, wave it off. Foul on the floor before the shot. Called on Heston. First foul of the ball game. And it's going against Jaden Williams. That's her first. Heston, 3rd and 3A a year ago, lost to Silver Lake in the semis. 2 years ago, 22-4, state runner-up, lost to Silver Lake in the championship. Kayla Haney gets the handoff from Karis Dider. Behind the back dribble. Crossover. Kaylin steps through and is fouled. Going up strong to the hoop. Right down the middle of the lane through the teeth of that Heston defense. Both teams open up in a man-to-man defense. So a foul is called on Kylie Warden, who just checked in the ballgame for Heston. So Kayla Haney to the line. Kayla, an 88% foul shooter. He has 2 points in the early going. The other 2 points coming from Jaylee Whitehead, who got the start tonight. The Warden's out there along with Tessa Martin. Galen hits the free throw despite the announcer starting to talk right when she went to shoot the free throw. Stacey Proctor in the ball game, a normal starter. And then Yoder, the point guard, who's averaged 10 a game. Proctor averages 12. Second free throw, Kaylin. She switches both. This is usually when she takes her game to another level, which is pretty amazing considering the level she plays at her whole career. 6-0 Silver Lake with the early lead. Here's Kylie Warden being hounded by Wendy. Low pass off the shin of Martin. Martin retrieves it. Dider all over her. Pressure man-to-man defense. Kaylin Haney went for the steal. Came off empty. Yoder now goes all the way to the hoop and lays it in. Check that. That's Jaden Williams. Kayla Haney went for the steal, and Heston made her pay. Back the other way, Hyman lays it up and in. As Silver Lake beats Heston down the floor after Heston made a bucket. So Heston went 4 minutes without a basket. Riley County with the first 2 minutes, 10 minutes and 14 seconds in the whole first quarter in the sub-state finals without scoring. Here's a three banked in by Warden. That shot was way too strong, but she got lucky. And it banked in, 8-5, Silver Lake. And when you want to keep your season alive, a little luck doesn't hurt. Kayla Haney pick and roll with her sister Kylie. Kaylin steps in, puts it up, and scores. Well, Kaylin trying to be aggressive. She has 6 early points. And it's 10-5, Silver Lake. Heston with the ball moving to our right. Crosby, Big E, representing Emporia State University at midcourt, posting up far block. This is Grillio to Martin. Pump fake, Yoder steps in against Kayla Haney, picks up the dribble at the elbow. Dishes over to Warden. Warden steps through. Little banker. Too strong off the window. Warden gets her own rebound. Goes up, and she's fouled by Dider. On the floor, Terrace with her first. And the first foul of the ball game on Silver Lake. Two fouls on Heston. Matt Richardson, head coach, in his 18th year. Assisted by Kristen Barber and Taylor Hageman. Young team trying to find their identity early in the year. Turnover's been a problem for them. They're averaging 18 turnovers a game. They had 5 seniors graduate. Lost 80% of their offense and rebounding from a team that went 25-1, and only lost to Silver Lake in the state semis, finished third. Inbounds to Martin. Martin steps through, forces it up, and in. Martin, that was an easy shot, but she got to go. 10-7, Silver Lake with the lead. Taylor Haney quickly heading to the far corner. Sister Kylie, a three. Back iron, no. And rebounded by Heston. Here come the Swathers from left to right. Yoder spins, goes to the cup, and misses. Hyman tips it out, but right in the arms of Lehman. Lehman plays it back out front. Yoder swings it to Warden. Warden looking inside for Martin, denied by Dider. Martin has size at 6 foot, but she is a freshman. Posting up as Grillio against Hyman. Open, not taking the jumper as Lehman from the foul line. Closed out there by Wendy. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. The lob inside. It's caught by Martin. She tries to step through. Double team. Into the corner it goes to Warden. Back over to Yoder. Yoder coming off a 19-point performance in the sub-state final victory. She had 3 threes as well on that win over Southeast Saline, a team that they lost to earlier in the year, did Heston. Yoder fakes the 3 and a travel. So after holding the ball for about 45 seconds, Heston turns over for the 7th time tonight. Silver Lake leads 10-7, exactly 2 minutes to play in the first quarter of this girls' Class 3A quarterfinal here at Watt Auditorium in Emporia. Winner goes to Hutchison to play in the semifinals on Friday at 3:30 against either Holcomb or Ellsworth. Jada Whitehead in there along with Kaylin Haney, Dider, Wendy, and Hyman. Kylie Haney getting a breather. Here's a three. Kaylin Haney off to the right. Jada Whitehead the rebound for Silver Lake. Hands it, tried to go to Dider. It was deflected. Dider knocks it away, but loose change picked up there by Lehman. And at 42 and ticking first quarter. Silver Lake 10, Heston 7. Heston has as many turnovers as points, but yet they're only down 3. And now they turn over an 8th time. Miscommunication, steal by Dider. Dider gives it up to Kaylin Haney, and she's fouled going up. I think that pass got caught on the hip of Kaylin, and so it's fortunate she did get fouled, because I think she was going to lose it on the way up. Foul is on Callie Yoder. That's her first. Well, if you told Matt Richardson, head coach of Heston, you're going to turn the ball over 8 times in the first 6.5 minutes of the game, I think he'd say, we're done. We're in a deep hole. Instead, they're only down 4. As Kaylin Haney hits the free throw, she had 7 points. A couple new players coming in. J.C. Proctor back in, a normal starter. Warden's out there.
When it comes to sports, you need a game plan to win.
No
finances or...
There we go. Thanks. And Kaylin Haney makes the second free throw. She has 8, 12-7, Silver Lake. Cut off there on the baseline is Warden. Silver Lake being tenacious defensively, right in the grill of every single ball handler for Heston, trying to put the pressure on a team that's not as experienced, but they've gotten better throughout the year. Open. 18-footer Proctor knocks it down. Her first two, she averages 12 to lead the team. As 12-9, Silver Lake. Heston hanging in there despite all the turnover woes. Average 18 at 8 in the first quarter. Paris Guider bounce past the Whitehead. She angles back to the left. Top of the key, it's Windy. Windy's at 63s this year. Kellehaney posting up. Whitehead skips it across the Windy. Back to Karis Guider, right of the key. Beyond the three-point college line here at Emporia State University. Kaylee Whitehead underhands it to Kaylin Haney. Backdoor cut, trying to thread the needle to Dider. Dider hits the deck, but that was after the ball hit her hand and out of bounds. And that was a bit of a forced pass, but Kaylin Haney's been able to make that pass most of her career. First turnover of the ball game. Check that second turnover of the game for Silver Lake. Warden goes out. Williams back in after a short breather. Yoder is in there as well, along with Grillo. And Proctor. 12-9 Silver Lake. Heston hanging in there. Proctor swings it left side. Given room. Lehman doesn't take the three. Kylie Haney closes out. Yoder off the screen. Wide open three off to the right. She had a great look at it, but she two-shot it from the college three-point line. Just because there's two lines doesn't mean you got to shoot it from the deepest one. It confuses kids, it seems like, all the time. Every year when you see the state or midseason tournament. So Silver Lake with the rebound. They have the ball. 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kaylin Haney going to work. A 1-4 set. Kaylin drives, stops, flips it over to Whitehead. Into the corner. Three on the way by Karis Dider. Yes! To close out the quarter, Dider hits the buzzer-beating three, and Silver Lake's up six at the end of one. 15-9 Eagles back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
When it comes to sports, you need a game plan to win. Your finances are no different. When the game is on the line, trust Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, Coach Craig helps individuals and families build a financial game plan designed to protect what matters most and prepare for the future. And for the first time in a long time, Prudential has a local agent serving the Topeka area once again. So if you're ready to put a solid strategy in place, call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial at 785-408-6571 and start building your financial game plan today.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon, Liam Gershon, Haven Krentz back with you on the Silver Lake Channel, 96.9 The Pulse. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Heston with the ball in the black unis, moving from left to right. Silver Lake looks to trap out to start the quarter, and the pass just snatched out of midair, stolen by Kaylin Haney. Kaylin back to our left. Steps through two, and then is tied up. Great defensive play by Ashley Lehman, but Silver Lake gets the arrow. Karis Dider with the corner three to beat the buzzer to close out the first quarter. Silver Lake, they're only three of that first quarter. They lead 15-9. Heston with eight turnovers. Windy at three on the inbounds. Back iron, no. Long rebound, Whitehead. Back to Windy. She'll fire from the college three line. This one is short. Whitehead, another offensive rebound for Silver Lake, and she's fouled. What an effort! Welcome back, Jaylee Whitehead! Two offensive rebounds back in the starting lineup for the first time in quite some time since the Marysville game about a month ago, or so it seems. That foul was on Proctor, her first team foul of the second quarter. Hand off to Kaylin Haney, out to Whitehead. Whitehead attacks, stops, pops, Banker off to the left. That missed everything, goes right to Kaylin Haney. Kaylin steps in, Banker up and good! Kaylin Haney with 10. Timeout, Heston. The Eagles have the biggest lead of the night. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Heston bring a timeout. Their second 30. They have three fools left. 1-3-1 trap, driving baseline and laying it in. Where was the help defense there for Silver Lake? An easy two for Jaden Williams. She has four. 17-11 Silver Lake. 10 for Kaylin Haney. Three offensive rebounds. Last possession for Silver Lake. Kaylin flips it over to Windy. Out front it goes to Dider. Karras, the sophomore, drives. Lost it. Gets it back. Flips it up. Rolls off the cup. Good strong rebound by Grillo, the senior for Heston. They have three seniors on this roster, three juniors, eight sophomores, and a freshman on their 15-player roster to start the year at the varsity level. Driving baseline, putting up the banker, missing, but the weak side rebound, wide open, easy, too, for Grillo. And it's 17, actually it was Proctor with the follow, not Grillo. So it's 17-13. Heston hanging in there despite all the turnovers in that first quarter. 6:32 to go in this first half. A lob to Dider, and it's tipped away by Heston. Kale Haney trying to get it into Karras. It was open for a moment, but Heston a little bit more height, and they forced the turnover. Silver Lake, their third turnover of the game. Now this pass is kicked out of bounds by Kale Haney towards the Silver Lake bench, right in the arms of the head coach, Kyle Porter. Won a state title in his 2 years at Royal Valley. Won it in 19. Won it all 2 years ago with Silver Lake. His sixth year with the Eagles, and he's only lost 19 times in 154 games, which is insane. And every year, 6 years he's been here, Silver Lake gone to state every single year. 18th state appearance, 13th since 01, and they're sixth straight. Dangerous pass, stolen by Kaylin Haney. Kaylin bringing it down, little crossover, leans in, counting and one! Kaylin Haney with the defense, turning it into instant, oh! Kaylin with 12, and a chance for the three-point play. Fouls on Jaden Williams, that's her second. But boy, those live ball turnovers we talk about. You just can't do it against Silver Lake. Kayla Haney hasn't missed a free throw for a long time. She misses that one, but Karras Dider tracks the ball down after the tip out by Paige Hyman. Here's Dider. Bounce pass to Windy. Whitehead giving some room. She attacks the goal all the way for two. Yes! Daly Whitehead! Spry off the bounce! Scores the layup! 21-13, Silver Lake on a 4-0 mini run. Looking inside, nothing doing. Now Yoder launches a triple. It's a short off the rim and goes out of bounds. Far corner into the first row. Kayla Haney with 12 to lead the way. Four for Whitehead, two for Hyman, and three on the three-pointer by Karras Dider. Heston with 10 turnovers, average 18 a game. It's one thing to turn the ball over against Silver Lake if it's a dead ball turnover, but the live ball turnover is that's the killer. Kayla Haney behind the back dribble. Brings it out beyond the three-point line. Drives, stops, bounce pass to Whitehead. Whitehead flips it out to Windy. Top of the key, Karras Dider spins into the paint. To Windy. Silver Lake moving the ball against this man-to-man defense by Heston. Kayla Haney into the boulevard. Puts up a wild banker, but draws the contact. And once again, Kayla Haney just a load to deal with. Heston has not been able to figure her out the last few years. Kaylin with 28 in the state semifinal, Comfort Valley win a year ago in Hutch, 26 in the first meeting this year at Silver Lake, 156-38, and a free throw, no good. She's missed two free throws in a row. That foul, by the way, was on Warden. That's her second, third team foul. No team fouls yet on the Eagles in this second quarter. Next free throw, Kaylin swishes it. Kaylin, 5 of 7. She has 13 points. 5 minutes to go in this second quarter. 22-13, Silver Lake. Heston cut it to 4. The Eagles have had an answer. Kylie Haney, great on-the-ball defense. That could be a 5 count. Probably should be. Instead, Loader loses it on the deck. Kylie Haney flips it to Windy and a timeout called by Silver Lake. And we'll keep it here. Coach Porter called a quick timeout when Silver Lake actually, Kylie Haney dove on the floor, threw it to a teammate, so he didn't really need to call a timeout, but he was trying to save the possession. That's one of those bang-bang plays as a coach. You're trying to make sure your team has the possession off the great hustle. That was nearly a 5 count with the defense on the ball handler. So a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. Our big thanks to our title sponsor on the Silver Lake Channel, Schwartz Investment Partners, Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. And also, a big thank you to South Grove State Bank. They're a halftime and postgame stats sponsor. We'll have the Mammoth Play of the Game, the I Got Cards Player of the Game, Mammoth play of the game, the assist of the game from NextGen Company, Cattle Company, and NextGen Beef, the Skill Sauce Hardware Flooring block of the game. Big shout out to the Silver Lake Booster Club. They've been so supportive, as have all our sponsors, organizations, and businesses. But man, Silver Lake Booster Club has done a wonderful job of cross-promoting us on social media, getting the word out about the Silver Lake channel in our first year. We appreciate all of their support. They've been absolutely a blessing to work with throughout the year. Help us get this channel going. Kalen Haney spins, posting up, and banks it in. Kalen Haney with 15. She's outscored Heston by herself, 24-13. Silver Lake, Yoder, going baseline, runs in to help the defender, which is Windy. A three-pointer up and away by Warden, bounces off back heel, and the ball tipped out of bounds. Good box out by Paige Hyman. Last touch there by Proctor for Heston. Dieter is in after a short breather. Jaylee Whitehead goes out. Jaylee missed games against Royal Valley, Rossville, Hiawatha, St. Mary's, Riley County. Came back, played a little bit in sub-state play in the sub-state semis against Nemaw Central, and working her way back and now in the lineup for the first time after coming off the bench the last few games. Riley Haney, who had a couple of big corner threes against Riley County in the sub-state final. Dieter lost the ball for a moment, lost it again, and it's a turnover for Silver Lake. That's their fourth. 3:48 to go first half. Lady Eagles 24, Heston 13. Earlier today, St. Mary's boys beat TMP. Rossville boys lost to Berean Academy. Detroit girls a winner, and the Atchison boys stay undefeated. They move on semis in 4A, beat McPherson by 20, which was a dangerous game. McPherson always very, very good. Yoder, wide open, three, far wing, short, rebound. Great job by Dieter. Pass ahead to Hyman. Hyman to the point guard, the captain of the ship, the floor general. That is Kalen Haney. She walks it across the timeline from right to left. Silver Lake in the white unis. Dieter, quick move, accelerates, puts it up, and they're going to say a foul on the floor before the attempt. As Dieter just too quick for Heston to handle, and that foul is on Warden. That is her third. She's one of the top players off the bench for Heston. Silver Lake, no fouls, and we've played 5 minutes and 40 seconds. Check that, 4 minutes and 40 seconds of the second period. Silver Lake's led the whole way. Kalen Haney, the trigger it in, and we have a moving screen called on the Eagles. I think that might be on Hyman. It is on Paige Hyman. That's her first, and the first team foul on the Eagles after I just mentioned it hadn't had one, so want to call it announcer's jinx? So be it. My son says yes. 3:15 ticking, second quarter. State quarterfinals, Class 3A. Here tonight, Watt Auditorium in Emporia State University. Heston in the black unis with the white numerals trimmed in the red. Underhand pass goes to Williams. Williams had a poke away from behind by Kalen with a quick hand. Dieter comes away at the steal, but Haney forced the turnover. Turnover number 12 for Heston. Kalen Haney into the forecourt to our left. Kalen wearing number 4. Goes to work. Gets a screen. Steps through, leans in, banker rims off. Kalen tips it out all the way to her sister Kylie. Karis Dieter has it. Here's Windy. Windy drives baseline, cut off there. Lives some contact, but no call, and Yoder deflects it out of bounds. It stays with the Eagles with 2:43 to play in the first half. Wade Gershner and Liam Gershon with you, along with Haven Krentz running our camera on the Silver Lake Channel. Studio engineer Megan Sturton back there in Hiawatha. Appreciate all her help throughout this busy week of state. Off the screen, a three on the inbounds by Windy, and that one barely grazed the iron and goes out of bounds on the inline. Heston with it. Heston with Swathers on the front of their jersey in white. Silver Lake with Eagles on the front of their white jerseys. Eagles are in maroon, trimmed by gold. Here's a lob to Tessa Martin, 6-foot freshman, who's going to be a handful in the future. As Dieter knocks it away from her, Dieter dives on the floor. Now everybody dives on the floor. Kylie Haney gets it to Hyman, over to Kalen Haney. 13 turnovers for Heston unofficially. Kalen Haney, 24-13, Silver Lake. Kalen just shakes off the defender, drives, puts up the off balance. Banker, left of the lane, somehow contorted her body, put it in, and a chance for the and one. That's a nominee for the Mammoth play of the game. Great body control by Kalen Haney. She has 17 as she just absolutely loves playing against Heston. They've had no answer for her the last 2 years, and they haven't had an answer this year either. Full timeout by Heston. We'll take it as well. 26-13 Eagles, back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Silver Lake forcing the Swathers into burning three timeouts as Kaylin Haney hits the free throw. She's 6 of 8 from the line. It's 27-13 Silver Lake. Entry pass on the block. Turning, stepping through. That was a travel. They missed a little bunny hop and a foul called as Proctor able to muscle her away to the hoop, posting up on the near block. That's on Hyman. That's her second. Foul trouble. Hyman has two for Silver Lake. Three on Jaden Williams for Heston. Also, Kylie Warden off the bench has three fouls as well. Free throw is missing off the back iron for Proctor. 62% foul shooter. Has 4 points. Averages 12 a game. I already mentioned CTL performer as a freshman last year in the Central Kansas League. Heston only giving up 36 points per game. They average 50, shoot 43% from the floor, 28% from three, and 61% from the line. As Proctor makes the second free throw, she has five, and it's 27-14. Eagles with the lead and the ball. It led the whole way, jumped out the early 6-0 lead. Heston turned over on their first six possessions. Now, Dieter gave it to Haney prematurely, and Silver Lake cops it up, their fifth turnover. Heston with the pumpkin, moving to our right across the timeline into the forecourt. This is Yoder. Little Utah dribble, retreats back. Wide open, three-pointer up and away by Zayla Ray, and she hits it. A sophomore, that's a huge shot for Heston. Their second made three, and it's 27-17. Boy, did Heston need that one. Kaylin Haney drives, cut off, steps through against Martin, puts up at the left hand, a bit of a force. Coming away with it is the Swathers with it in the form of Ashley Lehman. Entry pass, Proctor against Claire Erb, the freshman. Turns over Erb, count it, and one. So they go inside, Proctor with seven, and the foul's on Claire Erb. The 5'10 freshman comes in, picks up the foul. Third team foul on Silver Lake, five team fouls on Heston. Swathers trying to make a run. They're down 27-13. And the free throw, that was a violation. The official completely missed it. The missed free throw of Proctor, she crossed the line well before the ball hit the rim. That is a free throw violation. The official, absolutely, how in the world? I don't know how he did not see that. And Proctor gets a layup. That's bonus 2 points on... I don't try to be too rough on the officials, but that is a very easy call. Everybody in the place saw it. Except, apparently, the official right on the baseline. I just hate to be critical of officials, but that's one you just can't miss at this level. 27-21. 30 seconds to go, first half. Windy throws it up and nearly got it to go. You have to, as a free throw shooter, wait till the ball hits the rim. It's on the release for everybody else, rebounding on the side of the lanes, but not the shooter. The Proctor got away with one. She has nine. 27-21. The foul was on Ray, but boy, Ray's three-pointer really sparked Heston. Ado run for the Swathers. Windy makes the second. She missed the first, but she makes the second. 83% foul shooter. 28-21. Bounce pass to Grillo. Good ball move by Heston. Open, Yoder, three-pointer up and away. That spins off the cup. Proctor had it, lost it. Okay, never mind. It was touched by Silver Lake. Claire Urban there right now with Paige Hyman with two fouls. 13.6 on the clock. Coach Porter just trying to get to the finish line here in the first half and doesn't want to risk Hyman picking up a cheap third foul. Martin is in along with Proctor, so they're twin towers. Proctor at 6 foot one, Martin at 6 foot. It's going to be tough here for Silver Lake to handle. They get it to Proctor. Proctor turns over Herb, misses to the right. Jaylee White had a huge rebound on the weak side. And Silver Lake has it. 5 on the clock. Kaylin Haney, does she know the clock? She steps. She shoots an NBA 3. That's an air ball. Check that, a college 3. Looks like she won the 3 all along. That brings us to halftime. Silver Lake, 28. Heston, 21. The Eagles led by as many as 14, 27-13. But Heston, an 8-0 run to cut it 27-21. And at the break, Silver Lake leads by 7, 28-21. Here on the Silver Lake Channel and on 96.9 The Pulse. Back at 2.5 minutes, you're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on NBC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with student engineer Megan Sturton, Wade Gerstner with you, along with Liam Gerstner and Haven Krentz on the Silver Lake Channel. Glad you tuned in 96.9 The Pulse. And you are listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. It's time for a halftime stats brought to you by Stockgrower State Bank. Serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century, Stockgrower State Bank can assist you with financing for land, crops, livestock, or equipment. And our halftime stats, well, Silver Lake jumped out the early 6-0 lead. Heston with 6 possessions to start the game, and they turned it over on every one of those 6 possessions. But Silver Lake missed a few high-percentage shots, and Heston had to feel fortunate. They were only down by 3 at 10-7. Eventually, Silver Lake, a 3-pointer to close out the first quarter by Karis Deiter, made it 15-9. Silver Lake pushed the lead up to 27-13, but Heston on an 8-0 run cut it to 6, 27-21 before a free throw there late by Savannah Windy pushes the advantage back to 7, 28-21. Heston unofficially 13 turnovers, Silver Lake with 5. Silver Lake made 1-3, that by Karis Deiter. 2 threes for Heston. 4 points for Jaden Williams, 9 points for J.C. Proctor, 2 points for Rianne Grillo, and 3 points on a bank three by Kylie Warden. And the other three-pointer made by Zayla Rea, sophomore, which was a big play, as actually Martin ended up having 2 points that first half. Grillo did not score in the first half. One of two for the line was Heston. Silver Lake was 7-10 for the strike. Cam Haney leading the way with 18. 6 of 8 from the line. 4 points for Jay the Whitehead. 2 for Paige Hyman. 3 on a 3-pointer by Deiter. And a point off a free throw for Savannah Windy. Halftime. 28-21. Silver Lake with a lead over Heston. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today, because your future deserves a legacy.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JV and Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Here at White Auditorium and the campus of Emporia State University, girls 3A state quarterfinal. Silver Lake, the number 2 seed, 28. Heston, the 7 seed, 21. The second meeting of the year between the two teams, and the third straight year the two teams have met at state. Silver Lake's won the last 2 years at state, and then earlier this year at the Rock Creek Tournament, 56-38. Let's update you on the girls 3A state tournament bracket. Halstead gets by Marysville today. Closer game than I expected. 38-31. Halstead undefeated. They'll take on either Osage City or Girard. Osage City, a very dangerous team. And that'll be the next game here at White Auditorium tonight. Silver Lake leading Heston here at the break, 28-21. The winner of this game will play the state semis Friday afternoon at 3:30 at the Sports Arena in Hutchinson against the winner of Holcomb Ellsworth. They're playing as we speak out in Dodge City. Class 3A boys bracket semifinals are set. It'll be Silver Lake versus the number one seed, Wichita Collegiate, a heavy favorite to win it all this year. They're 25-1. They put up 106 in the opening round against Wellsville. They scored over 103 times this year. Silver Lake will have to play their best game of the year to get it done, but all you ask is the opportunity. Silver Lake boys in state semis for the second straight year. They're 21-6. Pregame coverage 5:45 on 96.9 The Pulse on Thursday, tomorrow, and also on the Silver Lake channel. The other semifinal, Heston, defending champ, taking on Burlington. Of course, Silver Lake's played both of those teams, lost to Heston to beat Burlington in overtime. Class 2A boys, St. Mary's wins today to move on to the semifinals. They beat the 4 seed TMP 60-44. They'll take on either Sterling or Douglas Friday at 5:30.
Do you have any idea how much it costs?
And Berean Academy wins over Rossville 55-38. They'll take on St. Mary's Pittsburgh Cove, and Rossville boys season comes to an end. Class 2A girls, Rossville Valley Heights both losing in the first round yesterday. 4A girls, Rock Creek is in the semis. They'll take on Bishop Miege. Hayden will battle Wellington, the other girls' semifinal. Class 5A, Shawnee Heights boys fall in the first round. Seaman boys won. They'll take on the defending champion in 5A, Cape and Mount St. Carmel, who was undefeated. Topeka West will be another semifinal against Bonner Springs. And also, we can tell you that Class 5A girls, Shawnee Heights, taking on Vassar Lynwood today. Class 1A Division 2 boys, Axtell and Hanover, moving on to the semifinals. And we can also tell you Centralia girls won earlier today to move on semifinals as they were victorious over Quinter 53-39. Ashland boys in 4A go to the semifinals. They beat McPherson today 73-53. So that's kind of a wrap of all of the various teams from our radio listening area with the MSC radio group and our multitude of stations that we have. As we get ready for the second half of play here from Emporia, once again, we've got the Silver Lake boys, the Axtell boys, the Atchison boys, the Centralia girls, and the St. Mary's boys. So we have four boys teams and one girls team that have moved on to the semifinals. Silver Lake would like to join them. They have their final game of the day here today on 96.9 The Pulse. Silver Lake's only lost to Rock Creek by 2 points, and Rock Creek is in the 4A state semifinals. Eston's played some really good competition, 6 losses by 5 points or less. 28-21, we start the second half. Hope you enjoy it tonight on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel. Yoder has it far wing, picked up there by Whitehead, who gets the start tonight after sitting out, missing 5 games, and then coming off the bench the last 2 or 3. With it is Lehman. Eston moving to our left towards the goal on the north end of the floor, and the pass inside tip by Dider, and then off the fingertips of Proctor, and a turnover for Heston. That is their 14th. They average 18 a game. Silver Lake, meanwhile, only turns over 11 times a game, but they force the opposition into 19 turnovers per contest. Galen Haney, Karis Dider, along with Jaylee Whitehead, Paige Hyman, Savannah Windy. Only person foul trouble for Silver Lake, Hyman with 2. Eagles in the white uniforms, maroon numerals outlined in the gold, trimmed by the burgundy and gold, as Galen Haney forces one up, driving in, misses, the ball tipped out, and rebounded there by Ray. No doubt Galen Haney is being more aggressive, trying to attack the goal, trying to create some space in the lane off the dribble. Here is Yoder. He's been relatively quiet so far. Given room, foul line, Jay Grillo. Back iron, no. Ball tipped, it's loose. Oh, and Dider took a shot to the face. She's in pain right now. And we stop the action. I believe that was Lehman that put it up and in. So Lehman with the bucket. Makes it 28-23, but the bigger concern is Karis Dider took a shot right across the, I think, the forehead and the bridge of the nose, or right into the nose. He needs to check out. Kylie Haney is in. And boy, you really hope that she can be taken care of and get back out there as soon as possible, because Karis Dider is a vital part of this team. Second lead scorer at 17 a game, 5.5 rebounds, tremendous defender, and a tremendous athlete, just a sophomore. 28-23, Silver Lake. Kaylin Haney into the corner. Kylie, a 3 from the corner, knocks it down. Kylie Haney becoming a 3-point corner specialist. And now a timeout, or what's the deal? Timeout called. The timeout was called by Silver Lake. So we'll go ahead and keep it here since we just started the second half. Silver Lake called a 30-second timeout after the made three-pointer by Kylie Haney. Just her 7th made three of the season, but she hit 2 threes from the corner against Riley County in the sub-state final in Sabatha on Saturday. 56-41 was that final, as Silver Lake jumped out to a 19-0 lead in that game, held Riley County to no points for the first 10 minutes and 14 seconds. So they attend to Karis Dider. And maybe Coach Porter thinking, call a 30-second timeout here. Also, that buys a little bit more time to attend to Karis Dider. That would be a good use of a timeout. Coach Porter still has 3 fulls remaining. Heston has 2 fulls remaining. 31-23, Silver Lake with the lead. After the made three-pointer, the second of the night for the Eagles. One by Dider and one by Kylie Haney. Yoder fakes the 3, dribbles left, looks for a back door, nothing there. Flips it over to Ray, who had a big 3 to start an 8-0 run for Heston in the first half. Yoder comes off the screen, leans in, forces up a shot, and that's a travel on Yoder. Could have called perhaps a push-off as well. But a turnover, which is better than getting a foul on Yoder if you're Heston. Silver Lake moving from left to right, from north to south, as the gym sits here at Watt Auditorium at Florida State University. Kayla Haney has 18 points, finds a crease, goes up strong, banks it in. Well, they just can't stay in front of Kayla Haney. She's got that little hezzy, little stutter step, little change of pace dribble. 33-23, Silver Lake. Kaylin with 20. 28 last year in the semis against Heston, 26 earlier this year against Heston. Good close out, Kylie Haney. Yoder can't hit the 3. as she decides to pass it inside. It is tipped and saving as Wendy throws it back to Hyman, which is underneath the opposing team's goal. That's usually a no-no. Got away with it. Kaylin Haney flips it back to the trailer. Whitehead over to Wendy. Wide open. She shoots it from the college line and buries it. Nothing but nylon ripping the cord. Savannah Wendy, her 61st three of the year. Eagles up 13. And another timeout, Heston. Eagles up by 13. 5:29 to go, third quarter. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Emporia, Silver Lake Lady Eagles. Kylie Haney hitting a three to give them an eight-point lead, 31-23. Kayla Haney a bucket, and then a three by Savannah Wendy, forcing Matt Richardson, head coach for Heston, to burn his fourth timeout already. Inside it goes Leanne Proctor, and she is hammered there by Paige Hyman on the baseline. So Paige with her third personal, fourth team foul. So 5:23 to go, third quarter. Heston is down to one timeout. Silver Lake has three remaining. Kaylin Haney leading away with 20 of her team's 36 is rolling in the free throw is Proctor. Proctor, just a sophomore. 2-3 from the line. First swath of it, double figures today. Second free throw up, and she drills that one. 11 for Proctor, 36-25, Silver Lake. The Eagles made 1-3 the whole first half, had 2 threes in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Guider back into the ballgame. Wendy, open three, far side, short. Hyman tips it out, but grabbed there by Ray. Good to see Guider back on the floor, taking that shot to the face and to the nose. Guider all over the ball handler right now, which is Lehman. Lehman picks up the dribble, now to Yoder. 5 to play, third quarter. Silver Lake leads 36-25. They've led the whole way. Heston trying to break a three-game losing streak to Silver Lake. Yoder gives it up to Ray. They swing it left side to Lehman. Lehman, a little hesitation, goes left, goes right. Now gives it to Proctor. Proctor at the free throw circle. No shot clock here. A-level state. That'll change next year. 4:35 to go in the quarter. Silver Lake, terrific man-to-man, tenacious defense. There's a shot clock right now. Huston being deep, deep duty right at the moment. It'd probably be a shot clock violation. Here's Yoder trying to get some space. Great closeout by Whitehead. Boy, it's good to see her back, and she looks healthier than she's been prior to that injury against Marysville. And the Silver Lake crowd starting to get on their feet. Love the effort by this Lady Eagle defense, man-to-man defense. Proctor steps through, leans in. Banker a bit too strong. Rebounded by Dieter. But Proctor had a good look right down the boulevard but missed the bunny. After to great defense by Silver Lake for about a minute. Kaylin Haney, oh, what a move, blows by the defender, can't finish, however. Oh, she did everything right. Could not convert from point-blank range, hanging in the air, had to double clutch a little bit. Heston does have some size with help defense, with Martin at 6 foot as a freshman. Here's Proctor open, right elbow, Jay, left it short, line drive, and a foul, loose ball foul, going against Heston. Boy, they thought it was on Hyman, which would have been their fourth, and the officials now talking things over. Excuse me, the official motioned the wrong way. If that's on Paige Hyman, that's her fourth. That'd be a huge development. The official says, my bad, I pointed the wrong way. Paige Hyman just picked up her fourth personal foul. Paige has not been in foul trouble much this year. The Eagles, as a whole, have done a good job staying out of foul trouble throughout the season. Had to deal with some a year ago. So, Silver Lake, a five-guard lineup. Kylie Haney in, Paige Hyman out. Comes to the 3:38 mark of the third. Yoder Proctor, high low to Martin. She catches, and the freshman scores. So they attack inside immediately with a high low with Hyman on the bench. Smart move by Coach Richardson. And the foul called on Savannah Windy. That's her first. And the second team foul. Check that third team foul on the Eagles. The Silver Lake up 36-25 when Hyman just picked up her fourth here in the third quarter. Free throw up and swishing it is Martin. She has five, and it is 36-28 Silver Lake. So a five-guard lineup against a team that has two bigs, and Proctor is 6'1", and Martin at 6 foot. Honestly, Martin looks taller. Kayla Whitehead to Windy. Here's Karis Dider, the free throw line. Back to Kaylin Haney. Kaylin moves right, kicks it out, open, three-pointer. Jaylee Whitehead rims out, and Kaylin Haney almost could have been called for a foul. They let him play. Yoder pushing up the floor to our left in the black unis. And, man, Kylie Haney just took out Yoder, trying to dig and get the ball. And they actually called a foul on Whitehead. I think Kylie got more of the body of the Huston offensive player than Jaylee did. Jaylee with her first. And that's the fourth team foul on Silver Lake. Well, no team fouls on Huston so far in this third quarter. Lob all the way out to Martin. Here's Proctor, guarded by Dider. Puts it to Williams. Yoder can't get off a three. Tries by Whitehead. Good help defense. Oh, man. And then Yoder threw one up from her waist, underhand, 15 feet from the bucket, parallel to the basket. Had no chance of making that shot. And got the whistle and the foul called on Kylie Haney. That's her first. And now Silver Lake fans turn to gripe about the officials a little bit. Heston was complaining earlier. That's just the way it is, right? Every sports event, you have people that don't like the officials at one point or another during every game or contest. This free throw made by Yoder. That's her first point of the ball game. She averages 10. Second free throw is up, and she misses. Good box out by Whitehead. So she hits one out of two. Still a three-possession game. 36-29. Silver Lake, 2:42 to go in the third of this girls' 3A state quarterfinal. Haney catches, bumped, and a foul called on Yoder. That's her second. And now Silver Lake fans with a sarcastic cheer. That's the first foul of the second half on the Lady Swathers. Heston coming in 17-9, Silver Lake 25-1. Only lost to Rock Creek by two. And they're in the state semis in 4A. Lob out to Dider, nearly slipped. Kayla Haney has it. Little crossover, spins against Williams, steps through, puts up a wild right-hand scoop. And gets it to go! Kaylin Haney finding a way somehow! 38-29. Chance for another three-point play. The foul is on Proctor. That is her second. Well, Kaylin ran into the help side defender, but it didn't matter. She makes the free throw. She has 23, 7 of 9 from the line, 39-29, Silver Lake. Yoder against a 1-3-1 zone, trying to trap out of it. They go down low to Martin. Martin scores it, foul on Whitehead. Well, keep the ball high and lob it to your biggest player. That's not a bad idea against a zone trap. Whitehead with the personal. And now Tessa Martin, a 6-foot freshman, to the line. She's starting to heat up. She has 7 points. Average is 6.5, along with 5 rebounds. And as a freshman, she might even become taller than she is now. Free throw up, and she misses. Kaylin Haney, the rebound. So 39-31. Kaylin Haney, a three-point play. Heston had a chance for a three-point play. Dider steps through and has it rejected by Proctor. And then Dider reaches in, jump ball, and the arrow goes to Silver Lake. Well, when you get a rebound or a block shot against Silver Lake, you better keep the ball up high. Don't bring it down low. All the Eagle guards are going to be in there pestering you, digging at it, grabbing at it. And that's what Dider did. Forced the tie-up. The arrow in favor of Silver Lake. 2:08 to go, third quarter. Eagles by 8, 39-31. Led early 6-0. Led 15-9 at the end of one. 28-21 at halftime. Biggest lead has been 14. Inbounds to Dider in the near corner. Plays it to Kylie Haney. To Kaylin. Kaylin trying to step through. Against the taller Proctor, Kaylin had it knocked away, stolen. Coming down the floor is Williams, and Williams might have got away with a travel. Yoder leans in, turns, nowhere to go, ripped away, and a foul called on Silver Lake. Kylie Haney and Dider both saying, what did we do wrong? We grabbed all ball. on Kira Snyder. That's her second. And Heston shooting the double bonus, the two free throws, for the rest of this third period. A minute 51 to play. Automatic two shots, as the 1-1 disappeared a couple years ago at the high school level in basketball. Changing of the rules, as a free throw short by Yoder. Well, Heston hasn't done them any favors, or they've done Silver Lake a favor by missing some free throws. Didn't do any favors for themselves, obviously, as Yoder misses again. She's 1-3 from the line, but she makes that one. 74% foul shooter, 39-32 Eagles. Minute 48 to go, third quarter. We knew this would be a tough game for Silver Lake. Forget the fact they won by 18 in December. Heston is a much improved team. Talented but young and inexperienced the first time, but more battle tested now. Here's Dieter, a deep three, missed everything, and goes out of bounds. That was Coach Porter saying, calm down. That was an ill-advised shot. It was kind of a guarded shot from beyond the college three-point line. The 39-32 Silver Lake. Minute 25 and ticking, third quarter. Silver Lake in a man-to-man. Hyman on the bench with four fouls. That fourth foul occurred at the 3:38 mark. Leaning in, putting up a tough shot. That rims out. Rebound, Martin, put back, no, but a foul on Silver Lake. They just, it's hard when you're about 5 inches shorter than two of the players for Heston without Hyman, who's on that bench. Fouls on Dieter, that's her third, so now you got to worry about that. And Coach Porter's in a conundrum here, because Claire Earp played a little bit in the first half, and she's not as physical as the Heston players. Claire's 5'10", and they got a three-point play right away against Earp with their taller post. And so Coach Porter's going with the five-guard lineup, with Hyman on the bench with four fouls. Martin makes the first free throw. She has eight. Second free throw on the way is short, and Kyla Haney chasing after it, and she was taken out by a Heston player, it looked like, but they say both players going for the ball. Last touch by Silver Lake as Warden went after the loose change. So another missed free throw, but eventually Heston gets the ball back. 39-33, a minute 10 to go. Silver Lake led by 11 when Hyman picked up her fourth. It's down to six. Here's the 1-3-1 zone. Earlier, has to just throw over the top. Proctor to Williams. Williams goes baseline. And a pass tipped and stolen by Kaylin Haney. Williams just dribbled into the traffic. And now Kaylin Haney, hooked away from behind, goes right to her younger sister, Kylie. Kylie throws it away. Trying to go to Whitehead. Stolen by Yoder. Yoder going all the way. And Whitehead fouled her. No call. Kylie Haney ahead to Savannah Windy. Windy throws it behind Dieter and Kaylin Haney and out of bounds. Boy, some sloppy play for both teams. But Whitehead, I think, was trying to foul. Man. Eagles right got away with one there. 38 seconds go, third quarter. Didn't hurt Heston too much, though, as Silver Lake turned it over the other way. Silver Lake stays in the 1-3-1, half-court trap. Here's a three. Nope, Yoder doesn't take it. Into the corner goes to Williams. Posting up is Martin. Martin trying to get to somebody. Knocked away. It's loose on the deck. Coming away with Kira Snyder. Silver Lake forces another turnover. When the big brings it down, that's a no-no against Silver Lake and their guards. It's a good thing they knocked it away, because Proctor's wide open. But Martin couldn't get the ball cleanly to her. Ripped away, stolen by Silver Lake. Here's Kaylin Haney. High screen by Dieter. Over to Whitehead. Back to Kaylin. Six on the clock here in the third quarter. Kaylin back to Whitehead. Open three. Jaylee hits the rim. No. And then fighting for the rebound, Kylie Haney. She hits the deck along with Proctor. No call. And that's the end of the third quarter. 39-33 Silver Lake. Back in 1 minute from Emporia. Here on 96.9, the Pulse on the Silver Lake Channel.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. 8 minutes to decide who's going to move on to the state semifinals. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. Heston with the ball in the black uniforms, moving right to left. Trailing by six. Hyman stays on the bench with the four fouls. Open, taking the three is Williams. Back to Yoder. Sibley's done a good job of... Oh, wow. Foul away from the ball. Dieter just picked her up for fourth, battling for position against Proctor. So Hyman has four. Dieter has four. That means Kylie Haney out on the floor. And Hyman is in the ball game for Silver Lake. The Dieter checks out. Inbounds knocked away by Kaylin Haney, but getting it back in the corner is Lehman. 39-33, Silver Lake, 7:40 to go, fourth quarter. Kaylin Haney out there, Kylie Haney, Savannah Windy, Jaylee Whitehead, Paige Hyman. Dieter on the bench with four fouls. Hyman playing with four fouls. A foul trouble certainly an issue right now for the Eagles. Little three-guard weave action up front. Here is Williams as they're shooting on our goal to the left on the north goal here at Emporia State University at White Auditorium. Quick move baseline. Williams goes up, puts over Kaylin Haney. No, but the weak side rebound, easy stick back. Proctor. Well, you get beat off the dribble, and that creates the opportunity for the weak side rebound when you got to rotate the help defender, and then the helper didn't get help. Help the helper, as they say. Initial help was good. 39-35. Eagle lead down to four. Kaylin Haney steps in, leans in. Banker, no. Ball tipped loose. Hyman has it, and then tied up. Jump ball, and the arrow stays with Silver Lake. Well, for Paige Hyman, she's got to be aggressive, but in a controlled way, or she could be DQ'd if she picked up her fifth. Kaylin Haney in the Windy, a three, a deep three. Savannah missing, and rebounded there by Yoder. Here come the Swathers trailing by four. Silver Lake ended Heston's dreams of a state championship last 2 years. In the title game 2 years ago and the state semis year ago, Heston lost only once all year, and that was the Silver Lake. Pass underneath, good dish, layup, Proctor, two-point game. Proctor with 15, 39-37, and now you got to think it's all about number four, Kaylin Haney. Make something happen. This game changed with Paige Hyman. Now a pass by Kylie Haney. Throws it away, trying to go to Whitehead. Back the other way, Yoder. We're tied. Timeout, Silver Lake. 39-39, 6:16 to go, fourth quarter. Back 1 minute on 96.9, the Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development Home Loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heston was down 36-23 with 5:29 to go third quarter. They got a 16-3 run, and it really started when Paige Hyman picked up her fourth foul, had to go to the bench, and then Heston started to utilize their size advantage in the post. And there's a moment ago, a turnover. Kylie Haney trying to get Jaylee Whitehead picked off by Yoder. She went down the floor, scored her first field goal of the game. She could get, that could get her going. She averaged 10 a game at 19 in the sub-state final win over Southeast Saline. 6:05 to decide this one. Dieter to Jaylee Whitehead. Whitehead lobs it to Windy. Here's Kaylin. Back to Whitehead. Over to Savannah Windy. A college three. And Savannah knocks it down! Ice water in her veins, her second three of the night, and the Eagles are back in front. That's a nominee for the Mammoth Player of the Game. Not a ball knocked away, but it was off the shin. They call a kick on Savannah Windy. That's just the fourth made three for Silver Lake, and that was from the college line on the far side. I was just thinking Windy needs to step in to the high school line, but nope, not that time, and it worked out. 42-39, 5:45 to play. Pass tipped by Kaylin Haney, stolen by Whitehead. Inside, Kaylin Post turns, shoots. It does not fall. Rebounded there by Proctor. Quickly down the floor. Heston nearly turned it over. Whitehead chasing. 42-39. Silver Lake with a lead thanks to a windy three. Proctor open. Doesn't take the shot from the foul line. Here's a three to try to tie. This one is short. And a great rebound. Dieter had it. But then I think her teammate inadvertently knocked it away from her out of bounds on the baseline as that three-pointer put up by Lehman. It was online, but short. This is the ninth game that we've had over the course of the first 2 days of the state tournament. We have five local teams winning, three local teams ending their season in the first round. This is number nine. Here's a lob in, knocked away by Windy, but regaining control inside. Kayla Haney ran it all the way. Kayla with a steal. One-hand pass ahead to Windy. Windy back to the trailer. Dieter. Dieter steps through. Banker, no. That's a blocking foul, and that's the right call. Well, I hate to see a charge called there and foul out Dieter because that was pretty easy. That one, without question, defender wasn't there in time. That was on Warden. That's her fourth. That is the first team foul on Heston. 4:59 to go, fourth quarter. Silver Lake 42, Heston 39. Turns Dieter to the line. She's been held to 3 points tonight. She's been double figures every game this year except for one. And she swishes the free throw. She's a 62% foul shooter. Actually, Lehman back in. Warden going out with the four personal fouls. Heston was down 13, 36-23. 16-3 run. Tied it. Windy hit a three. Now Dieter hits a couple of clutch free throws. And it is 44-39. Silver Lake back in front. For the high post. Proctor. Oh, Martin was open underneath, but Williams didn't see her. Lehman. Martin from Proctor. Martin probing. Nothing doing. Trapped immediately. Out front, they swing it left wing. On the baseline is Proctor. Proctor gives it to Yoder. Yoder steps in, throws up a wild scoop, but it goes right to her teammate for the easy layup. It's almost like a pass. Got lucky. Martin
with
10.
This is Robbins with Morton.
44-41. Silver Lake with a three-point lead. 4:25 to go, fourth quarter. This girls' 3A state quarterfinal from White Auditorium in Emporia. Wade Gerstner, Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz with you. Kalen zips it over near side to Whitehead. Silver Lake in the white unis moving to our right. Has to play man-to-man in the black. Kalen Haney goes to work. Spins, turns, gives it to Whitehead. Whitehead angles right, nothing doing. Back to Dieter with four fouls. Windy, a deep three straight away off to the left. Rebound Dieter. Dieter steps in and scores! Karis Dieter with seven. 46-41 Silver Lake with a second chance opportunity. Dieter's got to be careful with the four fouls, as does Hyman. Proctor leans in, goes up against Hyman. Banker does a 360, falls out. Kaylin Haney with it. Paige did a great job going straight up. Now Kaylin, behind the back dribble. Slithers all the way to the hoop, and it's fouled. Going up strong, Kaylin Haney. They cannot stomp her off the dribble, and especially in the open floor. The foul is on Lehman. That's her first, second team foul. 3:41 to go, fourth quarter, 46-41. Silver Lake with the lead. Kaylin Haney to the line, 88% foul shooter, and she misses again. She's 7 of 10 from the line. That's her third miss from the stripe. I think it's been about 2 or 3 weeks since she missed a free throw. She upped that free throw percentage from 82 all the way up to 88. She has 23 points. First point of the fourth quarter is on that one as she makes the free throw. 24 for Kaylin. 47-41. She passed Kathy Moeller recently to be third all-time on the scoring list at Silver Lake, and that's as high as she's going to get. Down low, stolen by Windy, and then a foul is called on whom? It's on Proctor. Proctor with the loose ball foul. Another turnover, Heston. That's 19 unofficially. That's been their downfall, the turnovers. The 47-41 Silver Lake, 3:29 to play in this game. Mackenzie McDaniel has 1,493 points. Rhonda Maskey, number one, 1,517. And Kaylin's not going to get to that level. She only has two games left in her career after tonight, if Silver Lake wins tonight. Kaylin Haney drives, puts up the banker, and scores! I said during a timeout, I told my son Liam, it's Kaylin Haney time, and she just delivered. 49-41, Silver Lake lead back to 8 after a 13-point lead evaporated. Good pass to Martin. She lays it up and in. 49-43, two-possession game. 2:52 to play. Kaylin Haney, no shot clock, remember that. So you can be patient, but you don't want to be too conservative. Here's Kaylin Haney. Gives it up to Whitehead. Whitehead back to Kaylin Haney. Kaylin has it on near wing. Into the corner, Whitehead. Whitehead goes baseline, surprises everybody, does a reverse layup, no. And a rebound to Zayla Ray. Quickly ahead, it goes to Williams, who saves on the near sideline. Pass over to Yoder. And stolen. Windy with the steal for Silver Lake. Another turnover for Heston. They started the game with six possessions, six turnovers, and now Kayla Haney hits the deck and a foul called. The fourth team foul on Heston. So Kayla Haney to the line, an 88% foul shooter. Tonight, she's 8 of 11. That was the fourth team foul, so correction. That's the fourth on Williams. The next foul puts Silver Lake into the bonus. Inbounds, backside, Diner! Open! On the inbound, scores! She has 9, and the Eagle lead is up to 8 with 2 to play! 51-43. That's a nominee for the next-gen assist of the game. Kaylin Haney to Dieter on out-of-bounds. Here's a pull-up by Yoder, and she answers. And a timeout. The final timeout called by Heston tonight. We'll be back in 1 minute. Silver Lake by 6 on 96.9 The Pulse.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1 minute, 52 seconds to decide it in the 3A State girls quarterfinal from White Hot Tournament Emporia. Silver Lake 51, Heston 45. Eagles have led all the way, led by as many as 14 first half, 13 in the third quarter. Heston came all the way back to tie it at 39. Savannah Windy hit a three that regained the lead for Silver Lake, and they've been able to maintain that lead. And now you got Kayla Haney, the best point guard in the state in 3A, if not across the whole state. She's so good. And she's an 88% foul shooter. She has the ball between the circles. Gives it to Dieter. Dieter bounce pass, knocked away and stolen, but just stepping out of bounds on the near side is Yoder as Kaylin Haney extended the arm. And Heston, they wanted an offensive foul called on Kaylin Haney, but they didn't get the call. Would have been a big one. It would have been a turnover. And Heston would have had the ball down 6 with a minute 23 to go. Instead, Silver Lake inbounds it to the right of us. Into Kaylin Haney. A little backdoor cut. Perfect lead to Dieter. Missed the layup. Oh, man. Karras usually makes that. That might have sealed it. Instead, two-possession game. Yoder ahead to Williams. Williams into the corner. A three-pointer by Ray. Off the back iron. No. Ball loose on the deck. Dieter has it. Gets it to Kaylin Haney. Hey.
Be careful.
Dieter has it between the circles. Back to Kaylin Haney. Kaylin, bounce pass to Dieter. 52 seconds to go, fourth quarter. 51-45, Silver Lake trying to hang on, and now Proctor comes out the foul, Kaylin Haney. And that's the last person you want to put on the line if you're Heston, and it's exactly who you want at the line if you're Silver Lake. I think Coach Richardson wanted to foul Dieter. Dieter's a 62% foul shooter. Haney, 88%, but Kaylin, 8 of 11 from the line tonight. Calling Proctor her fourth. So Kaylin with two free throws. It's a two-possession game. Kaylin makes one out of two. makes it a three-possession contest. 49.6 to play, free throw, and Kalen misses. 8 of 12 from the line. Kalen leading away with 26 points. Stay tuned. We'll have all the awards in our post-game show here on the Silver Lake Channel. And stay tuned for all the stats and a wrap here on 96.9 The Pulse. Second free throw by Kalen is up, and she nails that one. She rarely misses two in a row. She has 27, 52, 45. Silver Lake, 46 seconds to play. Heston taking a lot of time right now on offense. Here's a three. It's up and away. Proctor misses to the left. Great box out by Jaylee Whitehead, and she's tied up. Coach Porter was trying to get a timeout, but the official couldn't hear him. So that's a nominee for the skilled size block of the game, the block out there by Jaylee Whitehead. Yoder to trigger in, 34.9 to go. Got to watch a five count. Lobs it just in time to Warden. Warden flips it to Williams. Williams hands it off. This is Yoder, a three. They need it, and they can't get it. Rebound, though, Martin, the freshman, against Hyman. All the way back out front, picked up there by Warden off the bounce. Warden drives right, kicks it out. Three-pointer, desperation heave by Williams. It's an air ball, rebounded by Kayla Haney. She's fouled, and that should wrap it up. 17.4 to play. Well, you know anything about Heston, you knew you were going to get Heston's best shot here tonight. And Heston, despite all the turnovers early, hung in there. And then down 13, went on a 16-3 spurt to tie it at 39. Well, there's no doubt the biggest play of this game was a Savannah Windy three. As Kalen Haney hits a free throw, she has 28. She had 28 last year in the semis against Heston. 26 the first meeting this year against Heston. And now 28 again. This time in the first round of state tournament. Make it 29 for Kalen. 11 of 15 from the line. 54-45 Silver Lake. Warden a three, it's up and away, back iron no, long rebound, Warden puts it back up, that's an air ball, out of play with 6.4 to go. 54-45 Silver Lake. Dider gets it into Kalen Haney. Heston does not foul, Kalen brings it up on the near sideline into the forecourt, and the Silver Lake Lady Eagles are headed back to the state semifinals yet again, as they'll be in Hutch on Friday. They knock off Heston, 54-45. Hard-fought win for the Lady Eagles, and Silver Lake gets it done. 54-45 is the final. Stay tuned. We'll have the post-game festivities, all the numbers, and more here on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel. Back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Stockroar State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockroar State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
When it comes to sports, you need a game plan to win. Your finances are no different. When the game is on the line, trust Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, Coach Craig helps individuals and families build a financial game plan designed to protect what matters most and prepare for the future. And for the first time in a long time, Prudential has a local agent serving the Topeka area once again. So if you're ready to put a solid strategy in place, call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial at 785-408-6571 and start building your financial game plan today.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design build firm for sports facilities.
In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with student engineer Megan Sturton, Wade Gershner, Liam Gershner, Haven Krentz back with you at Emporia State University at Wine Auditorium. The Silver Lake Lady Eagles got pushed. Eventually, their lead completely disappeared, but they never trailed all night long. Silver Lake gets the win to move on to state semifinals, and they will be going to the state semifinals for the fifth consecutive year. Third in 21-22, lost the semis to Goodland. Fourth, losses in the semis to Goodland in 3A and 22-23. Won it all last 2 years ago, of course, undefeated, beat Heston in the championship. Last year, runner-up, lost to Halstead in the championship. And Silver Lake right back in the state semis for a fifth consecutive year under head coach Kyle Border. Pretty doggone impressive. Silver Lake jumped out to an early 6-0 lead. Heston's first six possessions, six turnovers. Karis Dider at a three to beat the buzzer, close out the first quarter, 15-9 Silver Lake at the end of one. Silver Lake pushed the lead to 14, 27-13. Heston went an 8-0 run to make it 27-21. Eagles led 28-21 at halftime. Eagles go up 36-23 on a Savannah Windy 3 with 5:29 to go in the third quarter. Paige Hyman then picked up her fourth foul with 3:38 to play in the third. Silver Lake led by 11 at that point. She had to sit out the final 3:38 that fourth quarter. And Heston responded, going on a 16-3 run over the last part of the third and into the early part of the fourth, and tied the game at 39-all. But then Savannah Windy hit a three-pointer to give Silver Lake the lead. It was a college three-pointer from the college line. Two lines on the floor, the high school line, the college line. She hit it from the college line. That gave Silver Lake the lead that they would never relinquish, 42-39. And eventually Silver Lake would win it with some clutch free throws and inbounds play to Dider for an easy two on Kayla Haney with the assist on the inbounds. That was a key play as well, as Silver Lake gets the job done, 54-49. It's time for the Stock Grow State Bank postgame stats. Serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century, Stock Grow State Bank can assist you in financing your land, crops, livestock, or equipment. And at Silver Lake, 9 turnovers unofficially, 20 for Heston. Silver Lake made 4 threes, 2 by Windy, 1 by Dider, and 1 by Kylie Haney. Silver Lake 14-19 for the line. Heston was 7-12. They had 2 threes, 1 by Zayla Ray and 1 by Kylie Warden. 4 points for Jaden Williams, 2 for Ashley Lehman, 6 for Callie Yoder, 15 for J.C. Proctor, lead away for Heston, 3 points Kylie Warden on a bank 3, and Ray had a 3, and then Tessa Martin, a freshman, had 12-10 in the second half. Heston ends their year at 17-10, and for the third straight year at state, they lose to Silver Lake. Lady Eagles improved to 26-1. They won 13 in a row, going to the semifinals on Friday at 3:30 against either Ellsworth or Holcomb, as Silver Lake was led tonight by Kayla Haney with 29 points. And it's time for the I Got Card Silver Lake Player of the Game. Open 9 to 6 on Saturdays, 12 to 6 on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade now on the first Saturday each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all you can eat pizza and drink for $10. Our Player of the Game is Kaylin Haney. She had 29, 18 in the first half, 11 to 15 from the line. She's the catalyst. She's the engine that makes this team go. And she certainly got it going here tonight with 29 for Kaylin Haney. She's our I Got Cards Player of the Game. Also, 7 points for Savannah Winnie, including that huge 3. 9 points for Karis Dider. Savannah had 2 threes. Dider had a 3. Karis ends up with 9. Had to battle some foul trouble. Callie Haney with a big corner 3. 2 points for Paige Hyman. 4 points for Jaylee Whitehead as Silver Lake gets the W, 54-45. So we want to let you know that here's what we got. We had 9 area teams recovering at state basketball on 96.9, the Pulse, and our sister stations. Rossville girls losing yesterday, as did Valley Heights in 2A, so they were eliminated. Rossville boys losing today to Berean Academy, they were eliminated. Silver Lake boys are in the semifinals tomorrow at 6 o'clock against Wichita Collegiate. I'll have it for you on the Silver Lake channel, 96.9, the Pulse. Axtell boys moving on to state semifinals. They'll take on Cunningham in 1A Division 2 boys. Axton boys will move on as they win over McPherson today, 73-53. They're playing the semis Friday. Satrega girls move on to the semis. They won today over Quinter, and St. Mary's boys beat TMP today 60-44. They will go on to semifinals on Friday at 5:30. And the Silver Lake girls punch their ticket to the state semis with a 54-45 win here tonight. So our area teams go 6-3 in the first round, and 6 teams moving on to the state semifinals tomorrow and then into Friday. Hope you enjoyed the coverage here tonight. Big thanks to all our sponsors that made it all possible. You've been listening to the Giant Communications, JB and Telephone Company, Grow the Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. Big thank you to Megan Sturton, our Studio engineer back in Hiawatha, your final score for the final time in the final game of a triple header on 96.9 The Pulse. Silver Lake gets it done. The Lady Eagles win over Heston by a final of 54-45. Good night from Emporia on 96.9 The Pulse. For those of you watching on the Silver Lake channel, stick with us. We'll go through all the rest of the numbers, and we'll go through all the awards as well. Thanks for tuning in on 96.9 The Pulse. Good day from Emporia.